I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eugene Opera is reinventing itself after canceling the second half of its previous season due to financial difficulties. Andrew Besance has been promoted to artistic director and conductor, while Erica Rauer has been hired as executive director. Her opera background includes work as director of education for New York City Opera, founding director of the Community Arts Collaborative at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and accomplishments as a soprano as well. Welcome to Eugene, Erica.
Thank you, Eric. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, is this a time of change for opera, not only in Eugene, but around the country?
Well, that's true. I think opera companies are having to look at what their goals are, who their audiences are, and really thinking about the balance between traditional and new works. And that's something that we're going to be doing in the upcoming seasons here in Eugene as well.
Do you find that there are two different audiences for the traditional versus the modern?
It's true that there is a split, but there is definitely overlap within that split. We found that about 50% of our audience does prefer traditional operas. They want to see full sets and costumes, and they care about voices, of course. And then there's a second portion of our audience that really cares about the exploration of the art form, and they want to see new works that they wouldn't necessarily see in a traditional season, and they want to see us take risks.
So how will that be represented in terms of the particular productions in this upcoming season?
Well, this season is actually a perfect example of that split. We're doing two pieces. Our larger show will be in the Silva Hall at the Holt Center, and that will be Rossini's Barber of Seville. Of course, that's a really canonical work, such a fun show. It's really zany comedy that's built on situations that are implicitly funny and tunes that everyone knows, whether it's from Bugs Bunny or from commercials that you hear on TV. It's familiar to people, even if they think they don't like opera. They, in fact, know a lot of the selections from Barber of Seville. So in that sense, that really appeals to a new audience goer and to someone who loves the tradition. And the second half of our season, we'll be doing a tango operetta by Astor Piazzolla called Maria de Buenos Aires. And it's a really fascinating work. It tells the story of a woman named Maria who becomes a prostitute who is seduced by dance and song in Buenos Aires. What makes Maria de Buenos Aires really interesting, I think, is that it's not a linear story in the traditional sense. It is surreal. It moves between past and future and present. Halfway through the opera, Maria dies and is reborn and reemerges as her own ghost, who is condemned to haunt the streets of Buenos Aires after her death. And then towards the end of the opera, she actually gives birth to herself again. So there's a sort of a cycle of rebirth in the opera. It's a very complicated, rich text, incredibly poetic. And I think that piece in particular is going to appeal to people who want to see something new. It's incredibly tuneful. So you will walk away from Maria de Buenos Aires humming her theme song, Yo Soy Maria. In fact, you won't be able to get it out of your head.
Andrew Besance has been with Eugene Opera for quite some time now. How do you see his role evolving?
Well, Andrew now will be responsible for all of the artistic decisions, not just the ones that relate to the musical decisions that happen. So primarily, before he was music director and he conducted all of the shows. So he was more on the ground in terms of the rehearsal process, but perhaps less in terms of the large-scale planning. Now Andrew will be more involved, and we'll be working together to think of a larger strategy for the company that works both artistically and is financially responsible and viable in Eugene.
What kind of a financial position does Eugene Opera find itself in at this point?
After paying off about $200,000 worth of accumulated debt from the past seasons and from the spring, we've in addition raised 55% of the individual donations we need to produce next season. So we're in a really strong position right now, but we do have a little bit more work to do.
How will you approach reaching out to a larger or different audience to deal with the insufficient ticket sales?
The first thing I would do would be to reach back out to people who may have walked away from the opera or decided not to support it, whether that was in ticket sales or in donations, and ask them to come back and give us another chance. Things will be changing, and we want to invite them to experience that change. The second piece of that is to reach out to audiences that may not currently have an appreciation for opera, but do have the capacity to enjoy it if they're given the opportunity to be exposed to it. If there's one thing I believe and know, it's that everyone can actually love opera. We have biases. Children have fewer biases, I think, than adults, but we all, when given the opportunity and when shown how to enjoy this art form and what to look for and how to let it in, we all have the capacity to appreciate it. And so it will be my job to get out there and to be an ambassador for the art form and to find ways in for people that might not even know that it's something that they can appreciate.
Erica Rauer, Eugene Opera's new executive director. Their new season will commence on New Year's Eve with The Barber of Seville. For more information, eugeneopera.com. Also, tickets at haltcenter.org and the UO ticket office. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.